It's good to see everyone here worshiping together. Let's bow forward to prayer. Father, we thank you for it is your grace that allows us to come into your presence.
天父，我们多谢你，凭着你的恩典，容许我们来到你的面前。
We thank you as we have learned today that you are the one that governs and preserves all things.
我们感谢你，今天我们学习到是你的主权去掌管，亦都去保守一切。
Father, let us never take that for granted.
主帮助我们，不要觉得这些是理所当然的。
For you are the God that governs our lives.
你是一个管辖我们生命的主宰。
All that comes into our lives.
所有一切进到我们生命里面的。
All that happens.
所有所发生的一切。
All our blessings.
我们一切的祝福。
All our struggles.
我们一切的难处。
All things that we face.
我们所面对的一切。
They're all governed by your grace. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the God that has promised.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是一个带着应许的神。
That you will never let anything befall us for our harm.
你不会让任何的事在我们身上发生来到伤害我们。
But it is always for our good.
是为着我们的益处。
Father, we pray that your Spirit will open our eyes to see your grace.
我们祈求主你的恩典。
Open our hearts to be receptive to your words. Soften our spirits. That our spirits will be moldable by your spirit. That your word would produce holiness within us. Father, we pray that your spirit will move amongst us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In many respects, the world is getting better. I thank God for the advances in medicine, transportation, and communication.
我感謝主在醫學、在交通或者係通訊方面。
You know, what we experience now through YouTube, we can actually spread the gospel freely to thousands.
现在藉着YouTube这个媒介，我们可以将福音传给很多万的人。
And through the internet and through Kindle, spiritual books can be spread abroad and even translated into many different languages.
亦都藉着一些传播的媒介，好像Kindle这样，有很多属灵的书籍是被翻译到不同的语言，亦都有很多人能够去看得到。
And today we have our founding CMO here today, Mildred.
今天我们有林师母，我们创办教会的。
And that is the work that they're doing to translate these spiritual books out into the world, into
Chinese.
That's a wonderful thing.
这个是一件奇妙的事。
And in the areas of science,
就算是在医学、自然科学方面,
you know, there's great achievements, and the world has made great progress in prolonging life.
这个世界已经进步了很多了，先进了很多，亦都能够延长生命。但是，
in terms of morally and spiritually,
但是在道德上和属灵上呢，
the world is still in a very dark place.
这个世界还是一个黑暗之处。
You know, even if we look around New York City, violence and crime is higher than ever before.
就算我们只是围绕纽约市，我们发觉这些暴力的事件也都越来越多。
You know, we see people getting shoved into the train tracks.
我们看到有人被推去地铁的地下。
Being attacked within the train tracks.
他们在那里被击打。
You know, you get into a little fender bender and you get shot.
就算你轻轻碰亲架车同人撞碰撞嘅时候，你可能被人枪击。
The human heart,
人嘅心,
is still wicked.
仲系邪恶嘅。
It still seeks its own way.
只系要寻求自己嘅道路。
In all of these improvements in the quality of life,
喺呢啲一切。 提升生活水準的裏面。
We can see that it hasn't necessarily improved our spiritual lives.
但我們看到這個不是必然的，使我們屬靈的生命會好一點。
Medical science enables people to live longer.
醫學容許人可以壽命長一點。
But there's no guarantee that they will live better.
但是是沒有一個保證他們會過一個更加好的生活。
We can let all these people out of prison.
如果我們將所有在監獄裡面的人出來，
But it doesn't mean that they're reformed.
但是不代表他們是更新的。
Modern means of communication.
通訊的發達。
It also has enabled more lies to travel much faster and easier.
亦都容許好多嘅謊話好快送出，容易嘅傳播出去。
You know, yeah, sure. Jet planes actually enable us to go to faraway places.
冇錯，飛機可以帶到我哋去遙遠之地。
But we don't necessarily have better places to go.
但係唔代表我哋有個更好嘅美地可以去到。
The point is.The world is engulfed in spiritual darkness. And we should not be surprised by that. And Jesus himself warned that there would be counterfeits and false teachers. Matthew 7, that as he, after he has gone, there will be ones who will invade the church with false doctrines.
在馬太福音第七章咁樣講到話，當耶穌離世嘅時候，就會有虛假嘅教師進到教會裏邊，教導假嘅教義。
And even in Acts, where the church was established, Paul had a similar warning.
就算喺《使徒行傳》，當保羅要建立教會嘅時候，保羅亦都有同樣嘅警告。
Even after they've established a church in Ephesus, they warned that there will be people that will come and turn people aside.
就算他們已經建立了以弗所的教會，警告都說會有虛假的老師帶走人。
And throughout his epistles, it warns about the darkness that the world will face.
在他所有的書信裡面，他也都警告教會他們會面對的黑暗。
Let me read to you 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 4.
讓我和大家讀出提摩太後書第三章第一至到第四節。
But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty.For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasing, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
提摩太后书三章一至四节咁样讲，你该知道。末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情暴躁，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱宴乐。
We see a lot of this happening in the world today.
在今日嘅世代裏邊，我哋睇到好多呢啲嘅描述發生。
It describes a lot of the heart of our society.
呢度亦都描述到今日我哋社會嘅心意。
It's not necessarily getting better.
唔係一定嘅好，越嚟越好。
And what this verse actually tells us, we're in the last days.
咁呢一段嘅經文話俾我哋聽，我哋實在喺末日嘅日子裏邊。
So Jesus and the apostles did not expect the world to get better and better, either morally or spiritually.
所以耶穌同使徒佢哋都冇期待著世界喺道德上會越嚟越好。
But we see what they're saying is that the world will get darker and darker.
但係喺呢度我哋睇到佢哋所講嘅就係話呢個世界會越嚟越黑暗。
But
但係
as it did, as
it does. 雖然如此。
The word of God would shine brighter and brighter.
但是神的话语会越来越发光了。
And that is what we're going to focus on today. That is God's word that is light unto this world.
我们今天要专注的就是要看到神的话语就是这个世界的光。
That is the hope for the world.
这个就是世界的盼望。
And for us.
也都是我们的盼望。
And the question I want to ask us today.
在今天早上我要跟大家问一个问题。
Is really how important is scripture in my life?
在我的生命里面圣经是有多重要呢？
How important is God's word in my life?
神的话语在我的生命里面有多重要呢？
In our passage today, Paul exhorts us in verse 19.
在今天的经文，保罗在第十九章这样去劝勉我们。
To pay attention to God's word.
我们要留心神的话。
Pay attention to it.
要留心。
Seek after it.
我们要寻找它。
It is something that we should know that we need.
这样神的话我们要知道是我们的需要。
And why? Because it is a lamp shining in our dark world.
为什么？因为神的话语就是黑暗当中的光明。
And Peter gives us three affirmations of his word here today.
在这里彼得用了三个描述神的话语。
First, the word illuminates.
首先神的话语照亮。
Secondly, the word reveals.
第二神的话语启示。
Thirdly, the word is the inspired word of God.
第三这话是神所默示的。
So God's word illuminates.
神的话照亮。
And as Peter called this world a dark place,
当彼得去描述这个世界，说这个世界是一个黑暗之处。
He's the one that said it.
And
the word that they use for dark, it's kind of like a word that means murky.
个意思就是灰暗。
It's a dark cellar or a murky, dirty swamp.
好像是一个黑暗的地牢，或者一个幽暗的沼泽。
Now, the human history begins in a lovely Garden of Eden.
人的历史是从一个美丽的伊甸园开始。
And what the Bible is saying is the garden today has turned into a murky swamp.
但是圣经说当日的伊甸园成为今天幽暗的沼泽。
That is what sin has done unto creation.
这个就是罪所带给被造物的后果。
That is what has done to the earth and done to mankind.
亦都喺人嘅身上，喺地上所作嘅。
And when you look at the systems of this world,
如果我哋要睇呢个世界嘅系统
，it's an indication of the spiritual condition of the heart of the people.
就系反映咗人心里边属灵嘅现状。
You know, yes, we still see the beauty of creation, beauty of God in His creation.
冇错，藉住被造之物。我们还看到神的荣美，也都看到被造之物的荣美。
But we really don't see the beauty that mankind is doing to God's creation.
但是在人怎样处理被造物当中，我们看不到美丽。
And Peter is reminding us, he did not see this world as the Garden of Eden.
彼得在这里也都提醒我们，他再没有看这个世界为伊甸园。
And we should not either.
而我哋亦都唔应该。
It's a constant reminder that this world is not our home.
呢度系时常提醒我哋，这世界非我家。
And we have an eternal home that is forever greater than the Garden of Eden.
我哋系有一个永恒嘅家乡，比伊甸园更加大、更加伟大。
That is where we're to focus our eyes.
呢个就系我哋要注目嘅。
God is light, and His word is light.
神就是光，祂的话语就是光。
You know, this favorite verse that we teach in Pioneer Club is thy word, Psalms 19:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
先锋队的团训就是在诗篇的119篇的105节，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
And when Jesus Christ began His ministry,
当耶稣开始祂地上的事工，
It says in Matthew 4:16, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light.
马太福音第四章第十六节就是这样说，当在黑暗里面的人，他们见到一处大的光。
And it is his coming that dawns a new day in Luke 1.
在路加福音第一章也都讲到，耶稣的来临就是新一天的黎明。
And God's prophetic word is light.
而神的预言 就是光。
It's light shining in the darkness.
就是这个照入黑暗的光。
Through the world is darkened by sin.
虽然世界是被罪使到黑暗。
God's word points us to his future.
但是神的话让我们看到神的将来。
It's his word that brings us hope to know where we are going.
是他的话语给我们有盼望。让我们知道神是圣洁的。
And it is his word that enlightens the believers about his ways.
是他的话照亮信徒，让信徒知道神的道路。
And enlightens us of how we are to live each day.
也都照亮我们，让我们知道每一天懂得如何的去过活。
You know, it's the light that reveals our sins.
也都是一个光，让我们看到自己的罪。
In the darkness of our own hearts.
在我们心里面的黑的地方。
The sword that pierces our soul.
就是这把利剑刺透我们的心。
And it's God's word.
是神的话语。
That opens our eyes to see our hopelessness and our need for grace.
打开我们的眼睛，让我们知道我们无望，让我们知道我们需要恩典。
So that we know we need Christ.
以致我们明白到我们需要基督。
It's his word that illuminates us to see his glory.
是他的话语照亮我们，让我们看到神的荣耀。
To see his grace.
去看到他的恩典。
And see the blessing of life that he gives to us as we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
也都让我们看到，当我们接受主耶稣基督为我们救主的时候，我们所得着的祝福。
And when we become Christians,
当我们成为基督徒的时候,
as his followers,
当我们是跟随主的时候,
we become his light unto the world.
我们就成为神的光在这个世界里面。
Matthew 5.
马太福音第五章。
And that is our privilege.
这个就是我们的特权。
We have the privilege of shining forth for Christ.
我们有个特权为基督的去发光。
But we also have the responsibility.
但是同时我们也都有这个的责任。
To hold forth to his word, to bring forth his word to the world.
我们要谨守他的话语，也都将这个话语带到世界里面。
So that man,
以致人
may see his ways,
能够看到神的道路
and come to Christ.
去到主耶稣基督的。
This leads us to our second point.
咁呢个就带到去我哋第二点。
God's word reveals.
神的话是启示的。
It is revelation.
神的话是一个启示。
It is God's written word and therefore has validity and authority.
是神写下来的话语，所以是有效，也都是有权柄的。
And what is most important is that God is the one that reveals his will through his word.
最重要的神就是藉于他的话语去彰显他的旨意。
And we need to pay attention to that.
而我们就要留心的去听。
And he says it's a very important principle that we must remember when we read scripture.
当我们去读圣经的时候，这个是一个很重要的原则，我们要留心。
The true meaning of scripture does not come from the mind of the reader.
圣经真正的意思不是从读者那里来的。
This is what it's saying in verse 20.
这个第二十节就是这么讲了。
The meaning of scripture does not change with every new reader.
圣经的意思不会因为有一个新的读者而来的。
It doesn't, the word doesn't change with every new reading.
而你每一次再新读的时候，也都不会改变圣经的意思。
And it cannot be twisted to mean whatever we like.
也都不可以凭着我们的喜好去歪曲圣经的意思。
And we do that when we take scripture out of context.
如果我们是断章取义的话，
you know, obviously Peter has in view the false teachers who have been twisting the word of the prophets to suit their own purposes.
当然彼得这里是讲到一些人去歪曲先知的预言去符合自己的喜好。
And we'll be talking about that the next couple weeks.
在跟住几个礼拜我们就会解释了。
Because that's what he moves into in 2 Peter chapter 2.
因为在彼得后书第二章他就会讲这个问题。
And what he's saying here, scripture can't be twisted to mean whatever we like.
他这里讲话我们不可以歪曲圣经来到去合乎自己的喜好。
There is a true meaning that is behind Scripture.
因为在圣经里面有一个真正的意思。
He's saying that there is a right and wrong interpretation.
意思是有正确和不正确的解经。
And therefore, we are to pay attention when we read Scripture.
所以当我们读经的时候，我们要小心。
And we must be careful.
我们要小心。
And to seek out that true meaning.
我们要寻找这个真正的解释。
So it does take diligence as we read Scripture.
所以当我们读圣经的时候，我们要殷勤。
And we must be diligent to seek out what is really there.
我们要殷勤的去研读神讲什么。
Rather than what pops into our mind after we just skim through it.
就不是我们自己就这样很快的读完。就用自己的思维去解经。
We do that by reading the Bible and the Scripture in context.
我们怎样能够小心地读呢？就是将整本圣经的上文下理的来读。
That means that every truth in Scripture,
意思就是说在圣经的每一个真理,
it is interpreted and supported by the context of other verses of Scripture.
Interpreted and?
Supported.
Okay. 圣经解经是怎样解的呢？就是要用整本圣经的上文下理，凭住圣经去解经。
So it's in the context of whole scripture that we interpret scripture.
我们就是藉住整本圣经的上文下理去解释圣经。
The Bible verifies and enlightens, I mean, it verifies itself and supports itself.
圣经是凭住自己的去做一个确定，去做一个解释。
And the most important thing,
而最重要的，
Scripture cannot be correctly interpreted without the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果没有了圣灵，我们不可以确定的，没有错误的去解经。
It is a spirit that opens the eyes.
因为是圣灵开我们的眼睛,
to see the truth in God's word.
让我们看到神话语的真理。
You know, people can read the scriptures over and over again.
人可以读完圣经一次又一次。
There are schools of atheists who study the Bible as literature.
在有一些无神论者的地方，他们会读圣经是等于一本书籍。
Bible is studied a lot for literature.
如果你当文学这样读，他们真的可以读了很多次。
Best place to read poems.
在圣经里面就是最好的地方去读一些诗词。
You know, and they, but they're atheists because they're blind to the truth of what Scripture is teaching.
但是他们是无神论者，因为他们看不到圣经里面的真理。
And it's scripture, and it's the Holy Spirit that softens our hearts to understand and receive God's truth.
亦都系圣灵软化我哋嘅心，让我哋读咗呢个真理嘅时候，我哋去接受真理。
And else, the Holy Spirit doesn't give new revelation outside of the Bible.
圣灵唔会喺圣经以外俾我哋有新嘅启示。
And that's what you know. What we're trying to do as we preach God's word, we're not giving you any new revelation.
当我们去讲道的时候，我们不是给你任何一些新的启示。
We're doing the work of the Holy Spirit is to remind you.
但是藉着圣灵的工作，我们在这里去提醒你。
The work of the Spirit is to remind us to illuminate our hearts.
圣灵的工作是要提醒我们，去照亮我们的心。
To remind us of the truths that Jesus taught us.
去提醒我们主耶稣基督已经教了我们的真理。
To reveal to us that what is already written in Scripture.
去藉着圣经去启示我们。
So that we can apply it into our lives.
以致我们能够运行这些真理。
And that is what sanctification is.
而这个就是成圣。
Where God uses his word to mold us and make us.
是神藉着祂的话语去塑造我们。
Holy.
让我们成圣。
So God is the one that actually helps us to interpret His word.
所以是神帮助我们去解释祂的话语。
And we can't go around picking and choosing which truths to embrace and which ones we throw out.
我们也都不可以去选什么真理我们要抓紧，什么真理我们不要。
This is what our society wants us to do.
今天我们的世代要想我们做的就是这样。
You know, in many ways it says, Bible is old.
佢哋話聖經古老啦。
It's antiquated. Sorry.
冇用噶啦。
And it's behind the times.
過時啦。
Our society has changed.
因為社會已經改變啦。
And it hasn't. So a lot of things don't apply anymore.
所以有好多嘢唔啱使噶啦。
So when they don't like verses like that, man was created male and female.
佢哋唔會欣賞。或者中意嗰段经文话神造男造女。
God designed them male and female。
系神设计男同女嘅。
They throw it out。
佢哋将呢个真理抌咗去。
And they don't like verses that life was created within the womb。
佢哋亦都唔会中意呢啲经文讲话生命就系从母腹开始。
Where the Bible says that God knit us intricately within our mother's womb。
圣经话。当我哋还在母腹嘅时候，神就做我哋。
You throw it out.
佢哋将呢个经文抌咗佢。
And we make laws by popular vote to justify our rights to choose sinful behavior.
我哋点样去立法嘅咧？就系凭住众数，我哋就去通过一啲嘅法律，凭住我哋嘅心意。
This is the spiritual darkness of our society.
你睇唔睇到我哋社会嘅黑暗咧？喺属灵里边。
And it's God's word that continues that to be that light unto our paths.
但你知道神嘅话语系继续成为我哋路上嘅灯。
That shows us.
让我哋睇到。
The road that we should walk.
我哋应该行边一条路。
How we should live.
我哋如何嘅过活
？And what this truth is in this dark world？
喺呢个黑暗里边，乜嘢系真理
？And it is His word, only His word, that will show us that path。
唯独神嘅话，让我哋睇到边一条路。
Until Jesus, that bright morning star, returns。
一直等到耶稣呢一个灿烂嘅神星回来。
So God's word is revelation.
所以神的话是启示的。
It's unchanging and unending.
是不变，是不止息。
God's word shows us who He is.
神的话让我们知道神是哪一位。
There's no other way we can know how God, who God is.
我们没有另外的方法能够明白去认识神。
And that is His wonderful blessing.
这个就是一个奇妙的祝福。
Every page of His word shows us God's character.
在神的话语每一页里面让我们看到神是哪一位。
And God reveals to us how we are to live in the dark society.
而神也都启示我们在一个黑暗的社会里面我们如何的过活。
This brings us to our third and most important point.
跟着就带到我们去第三点也都是重点。
The word is the inspired word of God. The Bible is the inspired word of God.
这话圣经是神所默示的。
Verse 21, For no prophecy has ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
第十一节这样说，因为预言从来没有出于人意，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
Okay, as a Christian, this is one of the verses that you should memorize.
我们做基督徒的，我们应该背了这一节。
It is one of the two verses that it's important where Scripture affirms the divine inspiration of God's Word.
这个就是在两段经文的其中之一段，去确定神的话语是神所默示的。
So this is what you turn to when people say, oh, this is just man-written.
所以呢，如果有人跟你讲，圣经是人写的，你就要用这一节来解。
This is a verse that affirms it's divine.
因为这一节就是确定神的话语是从神来的。
The other one is in 2 Timothy 3:14.
另外一节呢就是提摩太后书第三章第十四节到第十七节。
You know, the one about where scripture is breathed out by God.
在那里讲到圣经都是神所默示的。
So what Peter is affirming here is that scriptures were not written by men who used their own ideas and words.
在这里，彼得就确定了圣经不是凭着人的思维而写的。
Yes, the Bible is written by many different men, authors.
没错，圣经是藉着很多的人。
Yes, they did speak their own language and they did have their own style.
没错，他们是用他们自己的言语， 亦都或者係用佢自己嘅風格去寫落嚟。
But it is far more than that.
但係比呢啲更加多嘅。
And Peter mentions two dimensions of their speaking in verse 21.
喺第二十一節，彼得就係提到佢哋所寫嘅有兩點。
First, men spoke from God.
首先呢啲人係説出神嘅話。
So what they say is not merely from their own limited perspective.
所以佢哋所講嘅唔係憑住佢哋有限嘅觀點嚟寫嘅。
They are not the origins of the truth they speak.
佢哋唔係佢哋所講嘅真理嘅源頭。
They are but the channels.
佢哋只不過係一個渠道。
That bring forth that truth.
去將呢一個嘅真理帶出嚟。
It's the means that God uses to bring forth to us His truth.
是神藉住佢哋将神嘅真理带播俾我哋。
Just in many ways, God chooses to use you and me to bring forth His gospel to others.
就系好似神藉住你同我将福音传出去。
But in a more specific way, God channels through these men His words, His truth.
但系更加要紧嘅就系神藉住呢一啲嘅人去。成為一個渠道去說出神的真理。
So the truth is God's truth.
所以這個真理是神的真理。
The meaning is God's meaning.
這些的意思是神的心意。
It's much more coordinated than for say we're sharing EE or sharing the gospel to others.
這個的合組比我們去傳福音合群更加的結連。
But the words that they speak are the words that God has chosen.
他们所说的话是神所拣选的。
God's wisdom knows the style of men in each man.
神的智慧已经知道每一个写作的风格。
That he has chosen.
是神所拣选。
And it's his mystery and his greatness that can use that man to bring forth exactly what he wants to say.
这个就是神的伟大，也是神的奥秘，可以用这些不同的人去带出神自己的真理。
See, not only what they spoke is from God,
不单止他们所讲的是从神而来,
but how they spoke,
他们如何去说,
is controlled by the Holy Spirit as well.
是藉着圣灵的掌管。
And we see that men were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
他这里说是受圣灵感动的。
And therefore they spoke from God.
所以他们是从神那里来到说话。
The word carried along,
这里圣灵感动,
it kind of gives us a picture of being carried along as a ship is carried along by the wind.
让我们好像看到一幅图画，好像一个帆船是被风所推动。
And 2 Timothy 3:16 does say that scriptures are breathed out by God.
在提摩太后书的三章十六节实在是这样说，圣经都是神所默示的。
So maybe we can understand that God is the wind that carries along the men, that carries these men along.
或许我们就可以这样看，是神就是这个的风去推动这些的人。
That as they speak, it is God's spirit that speaks through them.
当他们说话的时候，是神的灵藉着他们来说话。
And just as it is important that they are the ones that speak God's word,
同样的重要，这一班人就是说出神的话的人。
This connects to why it's important to understand that it's the Holy Spirit that helps us to understand God's word.
就是连贯到为什么是重要的，我们要知道是圣灵帮助我们去明白神的话语。
Because God's word is not the invention of man.
因为神的话语不是人的构思出来的。
It is wisdom that is far beyond our own.
因为这个智慧是超越我们的。
And we can't understand it without the work of the Spirit enlightening our hearts.
如果我们没有圣灵去启发我们的心的时候，我们也都不能够明白。
So Peter is saying it is the Holy Spirit that directs the communication.
彼得在这里说就是圣灵感动来到去。
You know, the making of the Bible was not left to merely human skill of communication.
圣经所写下来不是凭着 人的才能。
And it is the Holy Spirit that carried that process to completion.
乃是圣灵的工作去完成这本圣经。
So therefore, the words spoken are the very words of God.
所以被说出的话是从神而来，是神的话。
That is our confession, our faith.
这个就是我们的信心。
That is our faith.
这个是我们的信心。
It is what we believe as we come and as believers in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
当我们去相信主耶稣基督为我们个人的救主。
If we don't believe that the Bible is the very words of God,
如果我们不相信圣经是神的话语，
our faith is useless.
我们的信心是无效。
Because then therefore you're not believing in truth.
因为如果我们是这样的时候，我们就不相信真理。
Because truth only comes from God.
因为真理唯独从神而来。
So as we conclude, the question I wanted to ask us before is, how important is God's word in your life?
今天当我们要结束的时候，我再重问各位这个问题，神的话语在你生命里面有多么重要？
The purpose I chose to study Peter's was in hopes to stir us up in faith.
为什么我会选彼得前后书？就是因为我想激发
I see that in many ways as a church we're very stagnant.
我喺睇到教会有好多方面，我哋好似都停下嚟。
And we need to be pushed and spurred on.
我哋要被激发，被鼓励。
To have a desire to grow in faith.
我哋有呢个嘅渴望喺信心里边要成长。
You know, Peter's aim here in chapter 1 is to help us to confirm our call.
彼得在第一章里面，他就是要我们去确定我们的信心，
to know that
我们的呼召。
To know that we have been elected.
他知道我们是被拣选的。
That's verse 10.
第十节这样说。
That God is the one that has chosen you, that you know that you are God's child.
是神拣选我们，让我们知道我们是神的儿女。
And Peter wants you to know and enjoy that assurance of your salvation.
彼得也要你去享受你在救恩里面的确据。
And that is something that we want all of us to enjoy.
而呢样嘢，我哋每个人都想去享受。
To live in the joy of your salvation each and every day.
就系每一日喺救恩嘅喜乐里边嚟到生活。
And in verses 5-7, he reminds us that the genuineness of our faith is bearing good fruits.
而喺第一至到第五节，佢亦都提醒我哋，我哋点样睇到信心嘅真实咧？就是我们会结好的果子。
And we want to see that fruit being born within our lives.
我们愿意在我们的生命里面看到这个结出的果子。
The growing of love, the growing of patience, the growing of kindness and gentleness, mercy and grace.
我们要在爱心、在忍耐、在恩慈、在良善里面，我们都要。
And in these passages, it's growing love for one another.
And
Peter's.
彼得也提醒我们，爱众人的心也要被激发。
And what we're reminded of is that that power to do all these things has already been given to us.
也最重要的，我们能够做到这些一切的大能已经赐过给我们。
It's been given to us.
已经赐过给我们。
Christ's Spirit has been given to each and every believer.
因为主耶稣基督的灵已经赐过给每一个信徒。
And in these verses, it reminds us that power becomes effective every day.
而这个经文也提醒我们，神的大能在每一天都是有效的。
As we focus on God's precious and great promises.
当我们专注在神的伟大的应许。
What does that mean?
意思是什么?
So as we focus on God's great
如果我们专注于神伟大的应许,
and precious promises,
宝贵的应许,
that's the word of God.
这个就是神的话语咯。
So the way our daily lives can grow is we have to focus on Scripture.
我们每日的生活能够长进，我们就要专注于神的话语。
Like last time I preached, the only way we won't be swept away by this dark current of our society,
好像我上一次的讲到讲，我们如果不想被这个黑暗世界的潮水被冲走，
we'll be swept away if we just stand still.
就算我们站定在这里， 我们都会被冲走。
So we must be constantly swimming in God's word.
我们要不断在神的话语里面沉醉。
Constantly immersed in God's word.
不断的浸入神的话语。
So the Holy Spirit is the author of scripture.
圣灵就是圣经的缘由。
The Bible, therefore, is God's very word.
圣经就是神他自己的话语。
It is truth and it is reliable.
这个是真理，这个是可信的。
And it's the Spirit that has opened our eyes to see that.
也都是圣灵打开我们的眼睛，让我们看到。
And he softened our hearts to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
也都软化我们的心，让我们能够接受主耶稣基督为我们救主。
And why we need to read scripture is that it is the Holy Spirit that uses God's word.
为什么我们要读圣经？因为神就会藉着圣灵用他的话语
to help us see who God is.
去帮助我们去看到神是哪一位。
We see his power throughout creation. We see
我们藉着整个被造物看到神的大能。
We see his holiness, his righteousness.
我们也都看到他的圣洁，看到他的公义。
In the judgment of sin.
也都看到他如何的审判罪。
And we see his love and grace and sovereignty.
我们看到他的爱，他的恩典，他的主权。
In every page where we read about his grace through Christ.
在每一页里面，我们看到他藉着主耶稣基督的恩典。
So every time you read scripture, you see God's grace.
所以每一次你读圣经的时候，你看到的是神的恩典。
But most of all, you see God's character.
但是更加重要的，你会看到神的位格。
You know, if you were dating,
如果你是拍拖的，
What is a dating couple like?
一个拍紧拖的男女，他们中意啲乜啊？
You know, if this boy liked the girl.
如果呢一个嘅男喜欢呢个嘅女。
You know, how do you describe the feelings you have when you start dating?
你开始拍拖嘅时候，你会点样去描述你嘅感受啊？
You want to learn everything about them, right?
你想认识这个人一切的事情。
You want to know them.
你想认识他。
You don't want to know that what they like and what they don't like.
你想知道他们的喜好。
Now, wouldn't it be great if they had a book that they wrote and put that all down for you?
如果他们有本书写低的，写晒属于自己的，关于自己的事，是不是好呢？
All right, this is what makes me angry. This is what makes me happy.
什么使到我开心，什么使到我生气。
This is my goals in life. This is what I want for you.
这个是我人生的目标，我想你又是怎样。
God has done that for us.
你知不知道神为我们做了了。
And if you realize our faith is not just an intellectual faith.
如果你知道我们的信心不是只是一个头脑的信心。
If your faith in Jesus is just an intellectual faith.
如果你在主耶稣基督的信心只是一个头脑的信心。
It needs to,
知识的信心。
It really needs to grow.
那你就真的要成长。
Because true faith is a relationship.
因为一个真正的信心是一个关系。
True faith is having Christ living in your life daily.
一个真正的信心是每一天有主耶稣基督在你的生命里面。
And the only way that your relationship grows is if you grow to know Christ daily.
你和主耶稣基督的关系怎样成长？是当你每一日都去认识主耶稣。
You know, don't go looking at the trees to see God.
不要去看着棵树在那里找神。
All right, that's general revelation.
这个只不过是普遍的启示。
You just go, wow.
哇
But God's word tells you exactly His character.
但是神的话语很清楚告诉你他是怎样的。
So we say, grow deeper in your relationship to God.
当我们去激发你要和神的关系更加亲密的时候。
The way you do that is you have to read His word.
你要怎样做你就要读神的话。
If you had a woman that, or man that you loved.
如果你有一个是你所爱的男或者你所爱的女。
You know, you would be spending all your time reading that book about him or her.
你会整日的时间去读那本书是关于那个人的。
And if we love God, we will spend time reading about him.
如果我们爱神的时候，我们也都会去读圣经，去明白神是哪一位。
Because God's revealed himself to us.
因为神已经彰显了自己给我们。
All that he wants us to know about him is written in his word.
我们要认识他的一切已经在他的话语里面。
And we grow deep as we know him deeper.
当我们更加深入地认识祂的时候，我们就和祂的关系更加深入。
Because God really knows you.
因为神是很清楚你的。
He knows your words and your hearts even before you say them.
你未说的话，在你的心里面的时候，神已经知道了。
But he does call us to pray.
但神亦都呼召我们要祈祷。
Pray our hearts and focus on him.
我们的心去祈祷的时候，我们专注于神。
To lift up all our burdens and our cares before him.
将我们一切的忧虑亦都交托给他。
Because prayer helps us.
因为祈祷是帮助我们。
It helps us to focus on God.
帮助我们专注于神。
And it is his word that comes and speaks to us.
而亦都系佢嘅话语嚟到对我哋说话。
And it's the Holy Spirit that uses that word.
圣灵就系藉住神嘅话语。
To help us see him.
去帮助我哋见到神。
To embrace him and know him in a greater way.
去更加嘅拥抱神，更加喺一个深嘅层面里边认识神。
Scripture is powerful.
圣经系满有大能。
Because it is the instrument of the Holy Spirit that he uses to mold us.
因为就是圣灵所用的器皿来到去塑造我们。
He molds our hearts and our minds.
去塑造我们的思维，我们的心思意念，藉着圣经。
Scripture is what sanctifies us.
是圣经使到我们成圣。
As he points to the things that he calls holy.
因为让我们看到在神眼中什么是捍卫圣洁，
so that we will seek after them.
以致我们会去寻觅这些。
Scripture gives life.
圣经也都是赐生命。
It is living water that we must drink daily in Matthew 4.
马太福音第四章这样说，圣经就是活水，我们每天都要喝的。
Psalms 19 says it gives us strength, it gives us joy, it makes us wise.
诗篇第十九篇讲到圣经给我们有喜乐，使我们有智慧。
Scripture gives us comfort, Psalms 23.
在诗篇二十三篇，圣经也都给我们安慰。
And Scripture brings us salvation of the Lord.
圣经也都将神的救恩带给我们。
It shows us the hope
让我们去看到这个的盼望
of life through Christ.
看到藉住主耶稣基督里，我们得着生命。
The question is that word the lamp that is shining on your path?
个问题是，神的话语是不是你路上的灯呢？
You know, are you daily thirsting for God's word as it should be something that gives life to us?
是不是我们每天都去渴望这个赐生命的活水呢？
You know, we take care of our bodies. We can't go through a day without drinking water, right?
我们会照顾我们的肉体，我们不会说一天不喝水的，是吧？
You know, water is essential to our lives, and we cannot survive without it.
水是我们生命的必须，是不可以缺乏的。
And in the same way, our spiritual lives will run dry.
同时我们属灵生命会是枯干的。
If we don't drink from God's word,
如果我们没有在神的话语里面来喝，
every day,
每一天的喝，
it is our living water.
这个是我们的活水。
All right, you might be alive physically, but the only way your spirit is alive spiritually is if you feed it with God's word.
或许你是生存的，但是你属灵的生命，除非你是被神的话语喂养，你才真的有生命。
You know, that's what we've been learning in Sunday school.
我们在主日学也是这样学的。
All right, and we need to discipline our lives.
我们在生命里面要有节制。
To read scripture.
我们要有这个锻炼去读经。
And that's what we're going through in Sunday school. And hopefully you're coming to Sunday school. That is also water that you need to take.
希望你们也会去到主日学里边，因为嗰度亦都系有活水。
Because as we learn God's word, it's the Spirit's works through His word.
当我哋学习神嘅话语嘅时候，系神嘅圣灵藉住佢嘅话语喺我哋当中工作。
And He sanctifies us day by day through His word.
一天复一天嘅藉住佢嘅话语使我哋成圣。
So what we need to do?
所以我哋需要做嘅系乜嘢？
It's really come before God.
嚟到神嘅面前。
Pray.
去祈祷。
Pray that God will give you the desire and thirst for His word.
求神给你一个渴慕祂话语的心。
You know, it's not something that we can just spur on in our own human nature.
这些不是凭着我们的 天性我们会做的。
Something that the Spirit stirs in our hearts.
这个是圣灵激发我们的心。
So pray for His grace.
所以我们要为着神的恩典来祷告。
Pray that the Spirit will humble our hearts.
求圣灵使我们谦卑。
To make us sensitive.
让我们有一个敏锐的心。
And submissive to His word.
亦都一个降服的心在神的话语里面。
Pray that He will give us a love for His word.
祈求神给我们去热爱神的话语。
Because if we say we love God,
当我们说我们爱神,
but are not immersed in His word,
但是我们不是沉醉在神的话语里面。
It's like having a spouse who says, I love you, but knows nothing about you.
就是好像你有一个配偶,他只是说我爱你,但是他一点都不认识你。
Is that a spouse that you want?
你是不是想有个这样的配偶呢?
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your grace.
天父,我们感谢你的恩典。
For it is your Spirit and that works within our hearts. To see your truth. Father, we marvel at your grace.
天父，我们对你的恩典，我们真的觉得很奇妙。
That you created us male and female.
你创造我们是做男做女。
That you have chosen each and every one of us before the creation of the world.
而在你创造天地之前，你已经拣选我们。
That you have chosen us. To be your children. And you did not leave us in this dark and murky world to drown on our own. But you've given us your word. Your Bible is the living water that you have given unto us. Father, you've given us light. You've given us the ability to see our need for salvation and grace. Father, continue to work in our hearts to see that we have a need to grow in our faith and relationship with you. And we can only know you by knowing your word. For every page of your Bible speaks of your character. And Father, I pray that you will open our eyes to see our need, to live in your word, to immerse in your word. To swim in your word. So that we are not swept away by the currents of this dark society. Father, forgive us. For in many ways we've taken your word for granted. Forgive us when we are lazy in reading your word. Forgive us, O Lord, when we don't realize your word is truth and that light into my path. For so many times we live by our own wisdom. We try to guide our own paths. But we don't realize we're guiding it in darkness. And not within your light. Father, I pray that you will continue to soften our hearts.
天父，求你继续软化我们的心。
That you are the one that has given us grace.
因为是你将恩典赐过给我们。
Your word shows us how we should walk.
你的话语让我们看到我们应该怎样的行。
And you have promised to be the one that blesses us as we walk in faith in you.
而你亦都应许过，当我们凭着信心在你里面而行的时候。
That as we follow you,
当我们跟随你,
walking in faith,
当我们凭信心以后,
putting our trust,
将我们的信靠,
in your Spirit working in us,
亦都藉着你的圣灵在我们里面工作,
your promise to be with us,
你亦都应许过你与我们同在,
and that all that we do,
我们所做的一切,
will be with your blessing,
会得着你的祝福,
as we seek your will,
当我们去寻找你的旨意。
Father, help us
to
walk away from foolishness.
帮我们弃绝这些愚蠢的事。
To think that being a Christian is just receiving Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
不要让我们以为做一个基督徒就是接受主耶稣基督为我们救主。
That's something that I do once.
这些就是我们做一次就可以了。
And I'm therefore safe and saved.
然后我得救了，我安全了。
But Lord, help us to realize
天父帮助我们去明白
that is only the beginning.
这个只不过是一个开始。
And you are in the midst of making us holy.
而你就在这个过程当中使我们成圣。
Father, we thank you for the reminder of your word today.
我们感谢主你今天再一次提醒我们你的话语。
Lord, ignite in us a flame, a desire.
主啊，求你去燃着我哋心里边嘅火，有一个渴慕。
To rekindle our first love，
再一次嘅去扎实我哋嘅初恋。
To really seek you as our God，
去寻找你，我哋嘅主。
The one that we desire and love most，
系一个我哋最渴慕、最爱嘅。
Father， we pray that your Spirit will draw us close。
天父，求你嘅灵。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us all rise and turn to our last hymn.
让我们一起起立去唱最后一首的诗歌。